Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the seventh day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Ches. We talked in the previous Mishnah about a person who bans having any hana. He makes a vow he will not have any benefit from what his wife produces. We continue to talk about that now, and we're going to learn that if the husband specifies in his vow a limit, he gives a limit, we need to determine what that limit is really applying to. Is the limit as far as the prohibition is concerned, the vow, or is the limit about the item, the matter that he prohibited about himself? And we'll soon see what that means. Person who says to his wife, koinem, right, Mishnah doesn't say the word koinem, it means he said, I'm banned like a korban, sha'at oisa eini oichel ad ha-pesach. Anything you will produce, you will make, any food you will make, that I will not eat it until the Pesach. I make a vow. I make a vow like that. Or he makes a vow, anything she'at oisa, any meskas at a Pesach, anything that you make, any clothing that you produce, that you manufacture, I will not wear it until Pesach. So, says the Mishnah, also solifnei Pesach, if she made some food before Pesach, or she made some clothing before Pesach, the husband's allowed to eat that food or allowed to wear those clothes after the Pesach. Why? Because by expressing the vow in such a way, clearly what he's limiting is, he's limiting the time of how long that neder will apply. How long is he also to have that food? How long is he also to wear that clothing? It'll only till Pesach. After Pesach, he's allowed to eat that food or he's allowed to eat it. If it keeps, and or wear those clothes. But if he expresses the vow in the following way, Sha'at oisa ada Pesach eini oichel, anything you make until Pesach, I will not eat. V'sha'at oisa ada Pesach, anything that you produce until Pesach, eini miskase, I will not wear. Now it's mashma, that the husband prohibits for himself anything that his wife will make, that his wife will make until Pesach, anything that his wife will cook until Pesach. Says the Mishnah, also solifnei Pesach, if she made that food or that garment before Pesach, also lechol l'skasas achar Pesach, he'll be forbidden having that food forever, or for wearing those clothes forever, even after Pesach, because the limit was not made on the time of how long it'll be also for him, the neder, the limit was made on how long or till when she can make or produce those things. Mishnah Tess. We continue now, again, from the previous Mishnah. We're talking about a man who makes a ban on his wife's, on what his wife's, a wife having hana from him. This time it's the other way around. He says, I make a vow that you will not have hana from me, from any of my properties, from any of my assets, if you do this and this and this. In other words, he made the vow conditional. Says the Mishnah, Sha'at Nehnes Liad HaPesach. He says to his wife, and it's after Sukkot's time. It's after Sukkot. He says, I'm making a vow that you will not have any benefit from me. You are not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to have anything that I have until Pesach. Im Telchi L'Beis Avich Adachag. If you go to your father's house anytime from now, and now means after Sukkot, from now until next Sukkot. So the time of the Isser, the time of the prohibition, will finish before the time of the condition. Because he's limiting how long the vow will be. The vow will be, you will not have any benefit from me from now until Pesach, which may be only maybe 6 months away, whatever, 5 months away. If you go to your father's house in the next 11 months, any time till Sukkot. Says the Mishnah, in that situation, hol cholifnei Pesach, what happens if she went before Pesach, she went to her father's house. Asura bahana osoy ada Pesach. She'll be prohibited having any benefit from him in accordance with his vow, but only until Pesach. Why? Because the condition was satisfied. The condition was, if you go from now till Sukkot, well, before Pesach is certainly before Sukkot. So she fulfilled that condition, well, she met that condition and triggered the vow, but the vow is only until Pesach. As soon as Pesach is over, she can have an off from him. What happens after Pesach? What happens if she went to her father's house after Chag HaPesach, which also satisfies the condition. B'yelo yachel dvarai. Then we say that she will have violated, not lo yachel dvarai, do not, or he will have violated, do not profane your words. He's broken his nether. If she has a na from her husband, or if she had a na from her husband before Pesach, we look back now, because now it's after Pesach. Did she have her na from her husband before Pesach? If she did, then she's in trouble. Then she's warned. She's broken the vow that he made. He made a vow: you will not have any benefit from me from now till Pesach if you go to your father's house from any time now to Sukkot. She did. She went. After Pesach is still before Sukkot. There, the vow triggers, and now retrospectively, if she had any benefit from him before Pesach, then the vow had been broken. She had violated the vow. She's over l'mafreya retrospectively, l'yachal devara. Now, because of this retrospectivity of the vow, of the breaking it, therefore the rabbis say that l'chatchila, as a caution, as a precaution, she should not have any benefit from her husband until Pesach. Because we don't know what will happen. Maybe she'll go to her father's house after Pesach. The condition will be met to trigger the vow. So therefore, best thing is, play it safe. Don't have benefit from your husband, we tell the wife, because you might go indeed to your father's house any time soon before the next Sukkot. Now what happens the other way around? What happens if he says, I make a vow that you will not have benefit from me, sh'at ananis li'arachak, extended the period of the isur, of the prohibition of the vow, right up until Sukkot. You will not have any benefit from anything I have until Sukkot. Im telchi leveisavich ad Pesach. If you go from now till Pesach to your father's house, if you ever go to your father's house in the next 6 months or whatever, in the next few months until Pesach time, then you will not have benefit all the way down till the Sukkot. So here the condition, the time of the condition, actually ends before the time of the Isur. The Isur goes all the way down until Sukkot, but the condition is only till Pesach. Says the Mishnah, "Beholcha lifnei Pesach," if indeed she did go to her father's house before Pesach, she's met the condition to trigger the vow. Well, the vow gets into place, and we say, "Asura banas al-chag." Indeed, she cannot have any benefit from her husband right all the way up to Sukkot, exactly as he had made in the vow. Umuteres lelech achar Pesach. But she's allowed to go to visit her father's house after Pesach. Why? Because the condition of the vow was only that she should not go to her father's house any time until Pesach. But once it happened, once it's after Pesach, well, that was not a problem. He doesn't mind that. The vow doesn't get triggered. And therefore, she's perfectly allowed to go after the Pesach. There'll be no problem about the vow being triggered or coming into place. And she can have benefit from her husband.